Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Jono, we have our guest this morning on the line.
Yes, please make welcome Tim Draxler, one of the stars of Jagged Little Pill, the musical. Hello, Tim.
Good morning.
Hey, mate. We've got the crowd in. It's Pride Weekend.
I love it.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. We've been teasing you for the whole first hour of our show, and people are just messaging in. Tim Draxler, I've met him. I saw him at the premiere of the film of Swimming Upstream. I love his first album. I want you to play this song. So it's pretty exciting that you're on air with us this morning.
Oh, that's very sweet. I love that.
We know that you're a Sydney boy, but welcome to Melbourne, and you can't deny the last couple of days have been beautiful, haven't they?
Beautiful. I mean, Melbourne is such an amazing city.
Yeah.
It's so, I mean, by comparison to Sydney, it's so alive.
Yes.
There's so much going on. There's, you know, the city is just bustling. It's beautiful.
Definitely feels like she's getting a groove back. Now, we, of course, know you from, you do so many different things as an entertainer, but at the moment, you are performing as Steve Healy in Jagged Little Pill, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, if someone hasn't heard about it, what is Jagged Little Pill, the musical, about?
Well, most importantly, it's not about Alanis Morissette's life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first point. It's essentially about a family living in Connecticut, in the States, and it's about, you know, all the problems that their family is kind of facing that they're not talking about. So it's, you know, it's all the stuff that's kind of bubbling under the surface. The show essentially is about relational healing, you know, people kind of coming together and talking about their truth. But it's obviously about so much more than that. I mean, I think at the crux of it, to me, it's really about female empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it covers so many different topics. It talks about, you know, what constitutes consensual sex. You know, it talks about queerness. There's some beautiful representation in the show. And it features Alanis Morissette music, everything from Jagged Little Pill. I mean, what more is there to love?
It's incredible. It's all set against this incredible catalogue of Alanis songs. Were you an Alanis fan? Are you an Alanis fan?
Look, of course I was an Alanis fan. I mean, I loved that album, Jagged Little Pill, but I've become so much more appreciative of her work as an artist since working on the show. I mean, when you actually listen to the lyrics and you perform those lyrics every night, the power of them is, you know, undeniable. And Diablo Cody, who, I don't know, she wrote the film Juno. She won the Oscar for Juno. She's written the story around the music, and the way that it is, it's so beautifully crafted together. I mean, it is genius the way that the music is kind of woven into the storyline, and you know, specific characters are given specific lines in songs that are relevant to their story. It's pretty incredible.
Tim, hi, good morning. It's Paul here. You can tell just how successful that marriage has been between the lyrics and the characters. This musical has won both Grammys and also it's won Tony Awards. I mean, that's phenomenal for a musical that's relatively new to come off the rank so quickly. Just tell us, it's an all-star cast as well. Who else is performing with you in the musical?
Natalie Bassingthwaite.
We love her,
Natalie.
We couldn't love her. She's an amazing woman. She makes me laugh every single night.
Yeah.
Natalie Bassingthwaite, Maggie McKenna.
Who blows the roof off in Act 2, I have to say, if you've not seen the show. It's incredible.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal. In absolute awe of them. And Emily Nakomo, who plays my daughter in the show. Liam Head, who plays my son. It's an incredible cast. And there's, you know, there's some beautiful young queer folk in there. And it's it's awesome.
Speaking of the young queer folk, because, you know, the majority of the cast are relatively young, and it would be fair to say relatively inexperienced young actor-singers who are making, you know, some of them, many of them are making professional debuts. How is it for you and Nat to, and I'm not saying, Tim, that you are old.
Are you saying that Tim and Natty are old-timers?
I'm not, but how is it to be amongst, you know, because you and Nat bring such experience and such a catalogue of work and experience and so much, I'm sure, wisdom to these young performers. But you guys must be learning and experiencing and really...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, and growing as performers, because it's really changing. That kind of the questions that queer people are asking is happening. So are you learning stuff?
I can't tell you how much I've learned on this show. Like, it has been, it's been so beautiful and so, I think, so important. And I think, you know, I mean, I always believe that things kind of happen at the right time and when they're supposed to. And I think there's a reason that this show has come into my life at this point. It's opened up so many questions about, you know, my own identity and how I kind of, you know, navigated my way through being a gay man when I first realized that I was gay, and how the questions that people are asking now, those questions weren't being asked back then, and what impact that has had on who I've become or who I haven't become, perhaps, is, you know, more the point. But it's, I mean, look, you said it. I mean, you know, Nat and I are the senior members of the cast.
The young veterans, maybe. You know?
that's very kind. But, you know, it was kind of a little daunting at first, only because I've never been a senior cast member.
Yeah.
You know, and the rest of the cast are beautifully, like, diverse and young. For a lot of them, it's their first show, first professional gig. And it's been beautiful. I can't tell you how beautiful it's been. I mean, you know, the conversations that this show itself is starting, not only amongst the audience, but also amongst ourselves. And me in particular, I think, you know, we had a wonderful organization, Minus 18, come in and host a seminar during rehearsals. And it really answered, you know, kind of a lot of questions about what it was to be, you know, trans and non-binary, which I'd never really kind of dove into before. And I think it was educational, but incredibly moving. And like I said, it kind of sparked a lot of my own questions that I was having about, you know, my own sexuality. And that's an ongoing kind of thing for me. So it's beautiful. I love this show. I love these people, you know, that are in this show. I love what it's doing, the conversations that it's starting. I love what it represents and the people that it represents. So, yeah, pretty awesome.
It's so wonderful to hear that. I mean, Minus 18 are our next door neighbors here at the Victorian Pride Center. So they're a wonderful organization. I think, you know, it's so wonderful to hear that this story that, you know, is crafted around music from 25 years ago is so modern and so relevant, and is also, you know, tackling some of those issues that today's queer community are really facing into. I think, you know, a lot of us in the queer community have felt the struggle over the last few years, but certainly that the trans and non-binary community are really coming to the fore now. So it's great that the musical is actually tackling those subjects head on.
It's also really worth saying at this point that Minus 18, Jagged Little Pill, are raising money this weekend throughout their weekend shows for Minus 18 and the Victorian Pride Centre. So at the end of your shows, you're going to have donation buckets, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. At the end of, so we're doing two shows today, two shows Sunday, and we're doing bucket collections at the end of each of them, both for Minus 18 and the Victorian Pride Centre.
And apparently you have your publicist has told me there's little gifts to give away for people that make donations, pride flags and ribbons and all sorts of stuff. Now, Tim, before we love do let merch. You go, I know, love some merch. Before we let you go, I want to just ask you real quick. You're doing a film, Blacklight, along Liam Neeson. That's about to be released. Tell us, like, in a nutshell, was it amazing? Is it incredible? When's it coming out?
I haven't seen it yet, but I am so excited that it's coming out. It's coming out, I think it's being released on the 10th of February, or the 11th of February. Again, it was another reason that I came down to Melbourne. It was all shot down in Melbourne, except for, like, I think we shot in Canberra for 1 week because, you know, Canberra was dead and they can close off roads.
Yeah.
it's a live... I shouldn't say that. I love Canberra to death. It's of a course. Great city too. But it's an action film. I've never done that genre before. I got to do a car chase sequence. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see it. Yeah.
Incredible. We can't wait. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Apologies if I wasn't very eloquent. It's very early for us.
I know,
feed animals.
We're very happy you got up early for us, Tim. Thank you.
You're a huge hit with our listeners. So if you want to get along to see Jagged Little Pill, you can get tickets to the website jaggedmusical.com. Tim Draxel, have a great four-show weekend.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us, Tim. Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.